USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Michigan is facing the worst current COVID outbreak in the country, adding nearly 7,000 new cases on Saturday in a dramatic rise from just 1 month ago, when new cases were averaging around 1,000 per day. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has asked the federal government for more vaccines, but is getting more people to administer the shots, as well as more testing capacity and treatment resources. Dr. Peter Hotez is the Dean of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine, and he tells CNN that with the B.1.1.7 variant of the virus quickly spreading, the Biden administration may be holding back some resources it may need to allocate elsewhere if another hotspot flares up.
So the question is Michigan just the tip of the spear and other states are going to follow? And I think that's why the Biden administration may be hesitant about throwing everything now at Michigan, because of the concern is then it'll just have to backpedal and go to the other states.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge, instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
A comment on a controversial topic from Joe Biden's past may come back to haunt him. Mike Fortier has the details.
President Biden announcing Friday plans to form a committee to study Supreme Court reforms, including court packing. But in 1983, then-Senator Biden strongly criticized court packing.
President Roosevelt clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate and the United States Congress a proposal to pack the court. But it was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible, terrible mistake to make.
Biden's criticism of court packing was also evident in 2005.
He wanted to increase the number of justices to 15, allowing himself to nominate those additional judges. It took an act of courage on the part of his own party institutionally to stand up against this power grab.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the number of justices is just one aspect of reform the commission will look at. The Constitution doesn't say how many judges the court should have, but there have been nine since 1869. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden will meet with a bipartisan group of lawmakers on Monday to try to sell his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan to Congress. The president has said he would listen to input on the plan from any Republican who wants to get an infrastructure bill done. But Senator Mike Braun thinks that in the long run, that's an empty gesture. The Indiana Republican tells Fox News that he's afraid the president's attempt to get ideas from across the aisle is only for show.
Infrastructure, I traveled the state the last 2 weeks getting input from legislators, people around my state of Indiana, and of course they love all the money that's falling from the federal tree, but they know that doesn't make sense midterm and long term. But I think it's just part of a calculation that they smoke screen us with that and then start to dump some of the stuff that would necessitate breaching the filibuster. And then my main concern is once they do that, there's a cascade into things even that are their crown jewels, like Medicare for All, Green New Deal. And we got to be prepared for it, because they err on that side rather than bipartisanship and trying to do stuff more slowly.
And the Vancouver Canucks have finally been given the go-ahead to reopen their team facilities after an outbreak of COVID. 8 games were postponed as 25 players and staff tested positive. The team will resume play on April 16th against the Edmonton Oilers. The league says it will adjust the schedule for the North Division to allow Vancouver to play its full 56-game schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.